You will be listening to excerpts from a manuscript seeking an audience. This is the Book of Love. This reading is not a condensation. It's an introduction to some characters I admire and the gifts they bear. I think of this CD as a verbal mosaic in progress. Today, I lay tile of varying shape. The portions you will hear are gathered from different parts of the novel. In order to make this reading comprehensible, I have constructed a few bridges of prose. Consider them mortar between the tiles. They do not look or sound like tiles, but the mortar serves, humbly, to take us from one cluster of tiles to another array, related, albeit distant. I should like to say at the outset that the visitors are not all Americans, as the villagers first suppose. In this CD, you will meet the foreign film crew, but only barely. You will not enjoy their individuality and compassion, their inner voices and outer generosity, their sterling pilgrimage over bleak terrain. I find much to admire in these characters, and it does not surprise me that they volunteer to be slighted here so that we may focus on a man named Piet, on his wife Ludmilla, and their parents and teachers, long dead. All unglamorous folk, whom the foreigners were quick to dismiss and slow to value at the outset. In this novel, revelation and redemption come from within. So, mind the mortar, generous auditors. Understand that the Americans are not just that, and far more than that. But beginnings are beginnings. And admire the crew as they deserve, for you will not hear them in their splendor in this recording. And this they generously concede if you but honor the loving hearts and valiant beings who so greatly and so improbably stirred their hearts, and thus their passage, our common passage, the beauty that we daily enter into the Book of Love.